Lead me, guide me along the way. Oh, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with Thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me, lead me.
Proverbs 16:9 says, people do their best making plans for their lives, but the Eternal guides each step. The Eternal realization of spirit within us. In Isaiah 42:16, God says, I will escort the blind down roads they do not know, guide them down paths they have never seen. I will smooth their passage and light their way. Isaiah 49:10 says, wherever they are, they will be fine. Never hungry nor thirsty. They will be protected from oppressive heat and the burning sun because the one who loves them, as a mother loves her child, will be their guide. The psalmist says, you are my rock and my fortress, my soul's sanctuary. Therefore, for the sake of your reputation, be my leader, my guide, my navigator, my commander. This morning, we open up our consciousness to realize the presence and the power of the guide within. The psalmist says, guide me to walk in the way you commanded, because I take joy in it. Jesus says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. In Exodus 4:15, God says to Moses, I want you to talk to him and put the right words in his mouth. I will guide your mouth and his mouth and instruct you both on what you should do. Prayer is the realization of the presence of the Eternal guide that is already within us. Exodus 13:21 says, the Eternal went on ahead to guide them during the day in a cloud shaped like a pillar. The prophet Isaiah says, the Eternal One will be all the light you ever need. Jesus says, the Father is sending a great helper, the Holy Spirit, in my name, to teach you, to guide you, to counsel you, to give you everything, and to remind you of all I have said to you. In Psalm 23:3, the psalmist says, he refreshes my soul. He guides me along right paths for his name's sake. The psalmist says in Psalm 25:5, guide me in your truth and teach me. We open up our minds, hearts, and soul today. We lift up our souls in the presence and the awareness of God's guidance that is always reflecting from our circle, always guiding us, always leading us, always showing us. We move ourselves out of the way to not be guided by our own will, our own ego, but to be guided by the presence and power of Spirit. We feel the light of Spirit lifting up and enhancing the guidance of our circle today, guiding us through miracles, guiding us through synchronicity, guiding us through perfect and divine order, guiding us through the presence of being in our right space at our right time with the right individuals, guiding us beyond the appearances of things, guiding us with the grace of absolute good. We lift up our awareness today. We lift up our consciousness in the pure essence of all that Spirit is, to be guided here and now in the right way and to be that shining light of guidance to others. How grateful we are to feel the powerful anointing of God's guidance, to be blessed by God's guidance, to feel God's guidance from the bottom of our feet to the top of our heads. We are blessed by this guidance today, and our loved ones are blessed by this eternal and loving guidance of God's light of truth, seeing us through a way out of no way, navigating us through the water that can sometimes be contained with the appearance of sharks. We let go and we allow God's guidance today to bless us and to protect us, to heal us and to restore us, to lead us and to uplift us well above the fray and the messiness of appearances. We allow this beautiful and eternal light of Spirit to bless us and bless us and bless us, but most importantly, to guide us and direct us and command us and lead us along Spirit's way.
Thy strength and power to help me over my weakest, hour. Let me through the darkness, thy face to see. Oh, lead me, oh Lord, lead me.
Oh,
We wrap ourselves up in the light of divine guidance today. We allow that guidance to exude from every aspect of who we are in mind and body and soul. It is a guidance and a light that decides beyond our intellect. It is a light and a guidance that evolves beyond our common sense. It is a light and a guidance that reflects the truth of all that spirit is. A light and a guidance that fills the salt of the earth spirit with a wisdom beyond comprehension, a wisdom beyond what we would know from any school book, a wisdom beyond what a judge or a lawyer or a prosecutor or an investigator or a president or a governor or a mayor or a colleague or a friend or even a parent would know. It is a wisdom that defies everything in the flesh because it is uplifted in the presence and the power of the Spirit. It is a wisdom and a light and a guidance that knows much more than every cell and every molecule of our body would know. A wisdom and a divine light that allows every atom, every cell, every molecule, every bone, every fiber, every organ, every muscle of who we are to be filled with the light of pure wholeness, because it is a wisdom that knows we are always well, we are always fit, we are always lifted in the divine grace and the eternal light of all that spirit is. It is a wisdom and a light that fills our soul with a luminance that is so bright, with an illuminating light that lifts us beyond the appearances of things to bless and to bless and to give and to allow and to uplift and to guide in all that spirit is. It is a wisdom that keeps giving us and guiding us and surrounding us in the peace and the protection and the guidance of all that spirit is. It is a wisdom and a guidance that cannot be penetrated by any human. It is a wisdom and a guidance and a peace that is made in the image and the likeness of all that spirit is. It is in this guidance, this light, and this wisdom that we start this day and this week, illuminating all of the good, all of the direction, all of the leadership, all of the decision making, all of the peace, all of the presence, all of the love of spirit. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you for
the prayer on this
morning, Reverend Cecilia. Thank you. Lead me, guide me along the way. Oh, if you
astray. Lord, let me walk each day with Thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me, lead me. I am weak and I need Thy strength and power to help me on my way. In His arms, let me through and darkness, Thy face to see. Oh, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, lead me, oh lead me. Guide me along.